Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, October 25th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. United Airlines benefit open enrollment period for 2014 is now open and will close a week from today on November 1st. The changes in process, combined with a much shorter enrollment period, will require additional urgency and attention to detail compared to years past. We have created helpful articles on our website to assist you with navigating this process. We've heard concerns from some of our members related to the October 17th in-flight communications announcement from Sam Rizzoli announcing the opening of subsidiary Continental bases in Los Angeles and Dulles. These new SCO bases are being opened to accommodate existing SCO flying in these locations and to create a more efficient scheduling process. The flying being assigned from these new bases is currently scheduled in the SCO Houston and SCO Newark bases. The bases are being opened to redistribute SCO aircraft scheduling and do not involve any flying assigned to subsidiary United. These changes were announced earlier this year in United's fleet optimization update and are beginning executed upon effective for the February 2014 schedule month. Remember, we have merger and related agreements in place that specify the allocation of flying and assignment of aircraft, metal, and which flight attendants will be assigned in accordance with that schedule. Remember also that while seasonal schedules do fluctuate, and United has and has always had the ability to schedule aircraft within our operation in accordance with our contract, the ratio and balance of flying remains consistent with those values from 2010. Specific flights and routes may be managed between the subsidiaries, but the ratio, metal, and balance is protected until we have a joint collective bargaining agreement and a combined seniority list in place. This past Thursday, United announced their third quarter results, claiming a net income of $375 million on revenue of $10.2 billion, a 3.2% increase in revenue year over year. Excluding $211 million in special charges, United reported $590 million in net income, an increase of 13.5% year over year for the third quarter. If you have not recently reviewed the Known Crew Member website, we encourage you to review a notice posted on the site reminding us of the responsibilities of protecting this valuable program. The Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, has instructed us, ALPA, and Airlines for America, to remind KCM participants of the requirements of the program and the importance of complying with them. Crew members are instructed to comply with the requirements listed below. Crew members transiting a KCM access point must be in uniform. Crew members may not transit the KCM access point with a prohibited item, such as firearm, explosives, ammunition, knife, throwing star, etc. Carriage of another individual's property through the KCM access point to circumvent screening is prohibited, and all crew members transiting a KCM access point are subject to random screening. The usage of a KCM program by authorized crew members is a privilege and not a right. This is a TSA-approved, risk-based security program in which authorized crew members are trusted to comply with the requirements. Repeated failure to follow the established regulations put individuals who do not comply with these requirements at risk of losing their access privileges, as well as potential civil penalty and/or criminal action taken against them. Additionally, it puts the entire program in jeopardy for the thousands of crew members that utilize the KCM system daily. Compliance with the program's requirements is essential. Do not let the actions of a few jeopardize the privileges of a vast majority of crew members who use this worthwhile program without incident. Please be aware, in many European countries, they fall back this Sunday, October 27, 2013. The United States and Canada fall back on Sunday, November 3, 2013. The 2013 United Master Executive Council, MEC, Fall Regular Meeting concluded on October 24, 2013 at the Hyatt Rosemont in Chicago. The United MEC officers, along with several other MEC committees, presented their annual reports. Summaries of the meetings are available on our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Let's stand in solidarity as we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the new United.